Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gene Grisman's here, too, because he's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, and one of the world's top Lincoln portrayers. If you ever have a chance to see, it's Gene Grisman doing his rendition of Abraham Lincoln, and he does it all over the country, and as well as a lot of other things using Lincoln's principles, Lincoln's best practices as outstanding management and leadership examples. And he's the author of one of my favorite books, The Words Lincoln Lived By, as well as Time Tactics for Very Successful People, as well as many, many CDs and cassettes that he's done over the years. But more importantly, he's our good friend. Gene, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. It's always wonderful to hear those wonderful, warm introductions.
Well, I mean, and you know it's from the heart, so we're glad to have you here, Gene. And I appreciate you always giving us these great thoughts on how to be a more effective business owner, how to be a more effective person in our personal lives by using the great lessons that we've learned from Lincoln over the years. He was an amazing human being, wasn't he?
He certainly was. And the more I study him, write about him, and perform, the more I'm convinced that the principles he discovered can be used by ordinary people. In fact, I think that's the appeal of Lincoln. If Lincoln could do it, so can anybody listening to your program.
You know, I completely agree. And you know, I want to ask you this question, though, Gene. Do you think while he was living his life and demonstrating all the things that we now hold so high and in such high esteem and use as such great examples, do you think he was ever aware of his genius?
I'm not sure that he was aware of his genius. He certainly was aware of some of his skills and abilities. For example, when he went to Washington, even members of his cabinet held him in disdain. In fact, one of them said that he was a first-class, second-class man. And one of them, Mr. Seward, who was his Secretary of State, felt that he would turn Lincoln into sort of a nominal figurehead, and he would play the role of Prime Minister in the United States. And Lincoln confided to his wife, he said, "They think they will rule me. They are mistaken."
Well, I like what you reminded us about. That Horace Greeley, who was one of his critics, wrote about him after his death. He said, and I'm quoting here, folks, he was born a king of men, but was a child of common people who made himself a great persuader, therefore a leader, by dint of firm resolve, patient effort, and dogged perseverance. That was pretty high praise from one of his critics, wasn't it?
It certainly was. Greeley was a sometime supporter, often critic. One of the lines that he also said about him, he said later of Lincoln, "There was not a single year that passed that he was not a wiser, cooler man than he was the year that preceded." That's a great principle that he noticed in Lincoln. Lincoln was always getting better. He was always learning something.
Let's talk about some of the communication principles that you outlined. And by the way, folks, this is coming from a CD, a DVD, isn't it, Gene? You have a
yes,
DVD.
I've produced a training film that's used by companies, businesses, universities on, and it's called Lincoln on Communication. People can get it by going to Amazon, or they can get it by coming to my website, which is www.presidentlincoln.com.
And the first one, Gene, is if you're going to communicate, you have to have something to say.
Yes, a lot of people think that, I'm going to be just a better communicator. Well, the heart of communication is having something to say, deep knowledge of something, and Lincoln was always working at that.
Well, you know, I've known people who had wonderful voices, and they have a very dramatic way of delivering whatever it was they had to say. And it was very compelling to watch them deliver it. But when you left, the person didn't have anything to say. And so you didn't leave with anything. You were just sort of, maybe entertained for a moment, but there was nothing of value there. There was no critical mass.
So Lincoln, the dazzled Lincoln, by the virtuosity.
Exactly. Lincoln was kind of the opposite of that, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And by the way, there's a personal application of that. People go into business and they, you're selling something. You're selling a product or you're selling a service. Well, a lot of people, instead of getting deep knowledge of the product, or of the service, rely on their native ability to be able to talk or to sell. And so their selling is based sheerly on enthusiasm and not on knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You need both.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and of course, as I think we know, that Lincoln's voice wasn't exactly an attractive voice, was it?
No. In fact, when I started doing the Lincoln programs, the Lincoln one-man play, I tried to be true to the historical record. Lincoln had a high-pitched tenor voice, so I came in with a high-pitched tenor voice, and I noticed that it turned to be a distraction.
Right.
So whenever I come out and do the show, I begin by saying, when I was here the first time, I had a high-pitched tenor voice, but... Now people think I had a deep bass voice because of all the Lincoln movies with Henry Fonda.
Exactly. Another principle that you talk about in your DVD is to speak and write clearly.
Yes. Actually, Lincoln worked very hard at grammar, which and rhetoric and composition, which doesn't sound very exciting, but he had studied a little book by Hugh Blair, who wrote, "Embarrassed, obscure, and feeble sentences are generally, if not always, the result of embarrassed, obscure, and feeble thought."
Well, that's very interesting, and a lot of people have a challenge with that too, and it just takes practice, doesn't it? I mean, not few people start out being able to do to write and speak clearly. It takes practice, and also I think it takes observing other people that you admire and learning from them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the things that Lincoln did to be a good communicator, and it's something that people who run small businesses can do. You can find great letters and use those as templates for the letters you write.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said, Gene. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the importance of being credible in your communication right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whichever one you can remember, just check it out when you get a chance. It's a little bit of small business heaven, I think. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday by email. Gets you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do on our site, including finding out more about our good friend Gene Greisman. When you're not on his website, which is presidentlincoln.com, you can check him out at our website in the Brain Trust. And also, I'd like to encourage you to check out this DVD that we're working off of today, Lincoln on Communication. And you can get that at Amazon or at his website, and I encourage you to check that out. Gene Greisman is our guest, as I said, and we're talking about communicating using some of the things that we've learned about Mr. Lincoln, how, of course, he was the great communicator, wasn't he, Gene?
Absolutely. You know, before we took the break, we were talking about the third point from Lincoln on communication, be credible.
Exactly.
I heard about a small businessman who printed up a really great flyer and distributed it all over town, and it didn't, sales did not increase at all. And so he went up to a friend of his, and he said, well, look at this flyer. You know, it's amazing, beautiful. He said, yeah. He said, it is really a beautiful flyer. And I said, well, what's the problem? He said, it's not the flyer. It's your reputation. What's killing you?
So So what you're saying is that if people are going to listen to you, if you're going to have people listen to you, are going to be successful in getting them to listen to you, you've got to do a few things before that, don't you?
Absolutely. A couple of quotes from Lincoln, famous one. You can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
Right.
And well, then, of course, I put this one in the words Lincoln lived by on communication. He said, "I determined to be so clear that no honest man could misunderstand me, and no dishonest man could successfully misrepresent me."
Well, and he did that by keeping things simple, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He certainly did. He worked hard at being credible.
Well, let's talk about the next principle, which is, and this was a great example. He was a great storyteller, wasn't he?
Oh my Lord, his father, incidentally, was illiterate. He could barely scratch his name, but he's a great storyteller. And Lincoln inherited that ability. I don't know whether by genetics or whether simply by listening and studying, but he was a wonderful storyteller. In fact, the great debates with Stephen Douglas, the Lincoln-Douglas debate, Stephen Douglas, who was a U.S. senator and a great orator, he said, I just can't stand up to his humor, his joke. In fact, he described the argument of Stephen Douglas. He said, his argument is as thin as a soup made by boiling the shadow of a pigeon that starved to death.
Well, you know, that's something, the story thing.
That's pretty thin.
Absolutely. Telling stories and analogies and imagery, I think kind of a lost art in salesmanship these days. One of the things that I always like to do when I was selling all the time professionally was rather than show my prospect, you know, all the brilliant things I knew about salesmanship, I would tell them about other people who were using our products and some of the challenges that they had and how they solved those. Usually I wouldn't even mention any names. I would just tell a story about these things, and I found that was a lot more successful. And I think that's an opportunity that a lot of salespeople miss these days. What do you think?
It's a Lincoln principle, and you're absolutely right. They'll quickly forget the facts or the statistics or the arguments, but they'll remember the stories.
That's exactly right. You mentioned humor a minute ago, and of course we know that Mr. Lincoln disarmed a lot of his critics with his humor, didn't he?
Oh, yes. In fact, whenever I do the Lincoln one-man play, sometimes people are surprised whenever they find as much humor in it as there is. But because we see all these pictures of a grim, serious Lincoln, all of the statues. I mean, when has anybody ever seen a statue of Lincoln laughing? Mm-hmm. But he was a great storyteller. He was a great joke teller.
Well, and he liked to laugh, didn't he?
Oh, my, yes. Now, I believe that humor has great power in communication. Humor makes you more alert and more creative. Humor takes another look at things. It turns the thing over. It gives it another dimension. If you think about it, humor's entertainment. In fact, Lincoln often would tell jokes in his cabinet meetings, sometimes after very, very bad news. And one time one of his cabinet members said, "Why are you telling a joke at a time like this?" He said, "Gentlemen, I laugh to keep from crying." He used laughter as a medicine.
Well, another thing that I think a lot of people don't take advantage of is when you're able to poke fun at yourself, I think it endears you to people. And if you can do it in a way that is funny, and I think sometimes we miss an opportunity, we miss too many opportunities to laugh at ourselves, and I think that is a great way to communicate with folks too. Gene, we have more to talk about, but we don't have time today. Will you come back and we'll finish these up?
I would love to. It's always a joy.
Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen, the DVD is called Lincoln on Communication. I encourage you to check it out at presidentlincoln.com. Thanks, Gene. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.